the lyrics of the song, the main refrain was, it's through the awareness of the soul and the churning about the soul that world transformation can happen. And for us, it's a very normal thing to think like that and to have a song about it. But actually, for the world out there, it's a huge step between just thinking of the self and thinking that that's going to bring world transformation. And yet, of course, we know that it is only through soul consciousness that we change, and then the world can change also. And Baba's Murali yesterday, and again the Sakar Murali today, has very much focused on the subject of soul consciousness and being able to see each one with a vision of the soul, and how it's only through this that I can change, but also I can help others to change around me too. Very simple, just soul consciousness instead of the big I in the English language. The big I is the long stick, and so the body. And the little I, just one dot above a little line. And so the awareness of that little dot, the little soul. And then with that transformation, just this, Baba was saying today in the Sakar Murali, the whole Murali is about soul consciousness and the benefits of soul consciousness and the dangers of not having soul consciousness. And so, very simple lesson, but then to keep reminding the self is the effort, the attention that's needed. And I want to pick up a few things from yesterday's Murali. The Avyak Muralis have a huge amount within each one of them, and I know that several points were taken up with Sveshpen yesterday, but there's a huge amount more. And I want to take up the thing that Baba spoke about in terms of wearing a crown and being seated on the throne and having such a stage that others are able to see this and to feel it. And so yesterday's definition about wearing a crown, Baba spoke about light. And in both aspects, the light that radiates the purity, but also the light that's free from weight. And so the crown of light. And it's true that waste thoughts create heaviness. And I remember one year in Madhuban, Baba had taken up the subject of waste thoughts in a huge amount of detail, nearly every Murali through that season, February, March that we were there. Baba spoke about eliminating waste thoughts. And of course, then we had many workshops, many classes about eliminating waste thoughts. And one of the questions was, what is the cause of waste thoughts? And of course, it can be a thousand different things that causes you to have waste thoughts, and you can feel it. As soon as your mind starts racing and you have waste thoughts, you feel heavy. And where you don't have any waste thoughts, you're able to put a full stop and move forward, move along. The soul immediately becomes light. And then, of course, the trick is not just to experience it on and off, because when you do have waste thoughts, then the heaviness doesn't go away quickly. To have that lightness, that feeling, that can come very fast, but if you've got an accumulation of waste thoughts, then it takes a lot of time to deal with it. And so the main thing that came out from the whole season was, of course, the five vices. Sometimes it's lust, sometimes it's anger, sometimes it's ego, sometimes it's greed, sometimes it's attachment. And it's true, the five vices not just lead to negativity and wrong words and wrong actions, but in particular, they lead to a huge amount of wasteful thinking. And when there's wasteful thinking, this is why I become heavy. And so Baba talking about it in a very beautiful way, Baba seeing the whole gathering of this amazing confluence age in which every single child has a crown. And so that crown of light, purity, we always talk about the purity, the halo, but also Baba speaking about that state when the soul is able to fly very easily, that lightness. And so if I want to keep my crown, and if I want to keep being able to fly to Baba, then what I need to do is remove all the wasteful thinking. And the second thing that Baba spoke about that was very interesting, and Baba said that if you're seated on the throne, and Baba meant Baba's heart throne, then later Baba specified it also, people will see that you're carefree and that you have intoxication, the benefits of being seated on the throne. And the Hindi words, there's nischa, faith, then nischit, fixed, and then nischint, carefree, and then nasha, intoxication. We've often talked about the connection of faith and intoxication, but what Baba was now saying was that when you're seated on Baba's heart throne, you are completely carefree. And it's true. Think about the two qualities. Avyakt Muralis have given us a lot of detail of all the signs of how I can feel I'm on Baba's heart throne and what I need to do to be on Baba's heart throne. But apart from the detail, there's really two big things that give you the possibility of experiencing being surrounded by Baba's love, being cared for Baba's love, and being seated on Baba's heart throne. And the first and foremost is my love and honesty with Baba. Otherwise, how can I experience Baba's love? So love and honesty, but then also, to what extent I'm following Srimad. That definitely is the factor of becoming carefree. Otherwise, I've made a mistake, and I know that there's going to be a consequence of that mistake. And especially in Sangam Yuga, you don't wait till the next birth to experience consequences. You have a wasteful thought, you feel heavy immediately. You have a thought that's out of line with Srimad, and you don't feel carefree anymore. You start to worry. So that stage in which truly there's love and honesty and Srimad, then on the basis of that, what is there that I need to worry about? Literally, there's nothing to worry about then. Whatever is happening in Baba's task is going to be fulfilled by Baba. Yes, I can create my fortune in between all of that and do what I can, but it's actually Baba's responsibility, so I can be completely carefree. And so no worries about my future, my present, my past. Baba's taken care of past and present and future, all of that. Very, very beautiful, Murali, about past, present, future in the way Baba described yesterday. But especially just being carefree, having no worries at all. And so when I don't have any worries, it reflects on my face. And if I am worried about this thing, that thing, and the other thing, then that also reflects on my face. And so Baba's gift to us yesterday for the new year, just sit on the heart throne and be carefree. It's fixed. Everything is nischit. It's fixed within the drama. Everything is going to work out absolutely in the way Baba wants, not how I want. There might be a difference between what I want and what Baba wants, but it's going to work out beautifully. And also the intoxication. If I have the experience of God's love, and it's not just for a moment or two, but I feel that my sustenance is with God's love, that it's God's love that's carrying me forward, it's God's love that's taking care of me, then of course there's a very different consciousness, and not just faith, but actually that intoxication. And so it was a lovely addition to what we normally think about faith and intoxication. But the state where I'm surrounded by Baba's love, and I know that Baba's going to take care of everything. And so that very powerful intoxication in which I don't need to let myself come down for any reason, other people's behavior or trouble with my own sanskars, come back to that stage of intoxication, and even my sanskars of the copper age, iron age, all of those will begin to disappear. So that was a very beautiful expression that Baba was using. Just keep your crown and your throne, and don't let anything take that away from you. There's another lovely expression that Baba used, and at that time Baba's talking to the teachers, but again, just looking around, I'm seeing the majority are teachers. And Baba used this expression that teachers are the mirror through which others can see God. The image of God is seen through you mirrors. Now that's very powerful and beautiful, but it's also a huge responsibility that my behavior is going to give others the vision of who God is. And so it's not heavy, but it is a big responsibility. Because yes, of course, if I'm being an instrument to share Baba's knowledge with others, or I'm an instrument to do anything in God's task, whatever it may be, I'm an instrument. And so my behavior is the mirror through which others will see to what extent God is truly the ocean of love, the benefactor, the one who's constantly giving, the one who's able to satisfy everyone's needs. And so Baba always spoke about Bholi Dadi as being a Dadi. And Bholi Dadi's role, from the time I saw her to the time she left, seated in one corner in the kitchen and just available for anyone to come and ask for anything, and all she did was say yes. That's it. And then, of course, once she'd said yes, there'd be many other cogs that would start moving. Early days, of course, she herself was doing everything. But further on, she just had to say yes, and she'd give a signal to somebody, and it would happen. And so whatever it is I'm doing, am I able to be a mirror that reflects the image of God? And to be an instrument is, according to yesterday's definition, very, very powerful and beautiful. Big responsibility, but also amazing blessings if this is what I do. And then further, Baba speaking to the teachers, and Baba saying, for this year, just keep two things in mind. One is unity, and the other is contentment. Unity, absolutely. When I think about the main lesson that Daddy taught us in the last several years, And as soon as she put up her hand, she didn't need to explain anything more. And she would then, of course, explain the big one, the little one, the middle one, the index. She would go into the detail of all of that. But she didn't even have to speak so much. She just put up her hand and we'd know what she meant. And so seeing specialities and being able to work together in harmony, recognizing that each one is playing their own role. And if the little finger is missing, there's going to be a big gap. If the thumb is missing, it's going to be an even bigger gap. But each one is unique and valuable and serviceable. Everyone is doing whatever it is they can for Baba. And Baba's very, very important lesson that, again, today's Sakar Muli reflects everything in the same way. My stage is my responsibility. Whatever anybody else is doing is their responsibility. That's not mine. But I'm responsible for my feelings, my thinking, my attitude, my perception. And because this is my responsibility and my aim is to be able to reach my destination of becoming the deity, it really doesn't matter what anybody else is doing. I have to be responsible for myself. And so Baba's used this word, keep yourself safe, so that you don't get provoked into a reaction in which your thoughts and feelings and attitude change. Because they'll do whatever they need to do, and their connection is with God, and God is responsible, and they're responsible and accountable to God. But I am responsible for myself. And so let me have that awareness of what I need to do in terms of following Baba's instructions. And then, yes, the harmony of sanskars will happen. Because when one changes, there's an impact on others around them also. The month of January is coming up, and so it feels as if Baba's already preparing us with these muralis for that. Deep introspection, silence and attention, so that we're able to move towards that goal of Bab Saman. This year, Dadi's departure, and this year, somebody told me that the searches on Google for the word prayer have gone up by 50%, something like that. And so just imagine a very secular world, Western Europe, Northern Europe, and a time comes when people suddenly become interested in prayer. Baba's always told us that as time goes on, people will want to hear about spirituality. People will want to know about God. And that time is here now. It's not going to come in 5 years' time. It's actually here. And that's also a fact in terms of all the classes that are taking place. I don't know how many classes all of you hear on Zoom, but certainly the menu that's available, it's from morning till night, just non-stop. If you want to hear Murli 3 times in the morning, it's available. There's the Madhuban Murli, there's the London Murli, there's the Delhi Murli. Never mind 3 times, but you can just go through the whole day and hear all the Murlis from all the different countries. And that's just in English. If you speak French and German and Spanish, you get even more choice. But really, the amount of sustenance that's available now, but also just another indication of time. Dadi Ratan Moini, not so active. Ishu Dadi, again, not so active, but yes, we're getting the messages through Mohini Ben and Vedanti Ben and Shashi Ben, so that's lovely. So Baba's still keeping a hand on us and giving us very direct information and guidance. And all the guidance has been about silence. If I look at all the messages from October onwards, well, actually before, while I was in Madhuban, June, at that point, Rajubhai had a discussion and asked, I'm getting these messages via from Mohini Ben. So she wasn't sending them out. Other people were sending them out. And he said, but I'm finding that they're very useful for everyone should this go out to Bharat. And so I said, you've got your system of approvals, so I'm sure Mohini Ben wouldn't mind, but you go through your system. And next thing, it was messages being sent from, I think, May or June onwards. And what everybody tells me is that the way Mohini Ben is sustaining everyone now, whether it's Baba's messages or her evening classes, it's almost like Daddy used to sustain everyone. And so it's like Daddy's given her this gift of being able to give the sustenance that Daddy used to give. It's beautiful. But also, of course, all the instruments here. London, we have Speshpen. She's been with us so many months. Who could have imagined that that could happen again? And it's happening now. So the signal of time that at this moment, my own attention on the self through silence, through reflection, through introspection. And so Baba's saying, let there be unity. But the unity doesn't happen by looking out there. The unity happens by looking in here and seeing to what extent I am following Baba's instructions in my life. And then the second thing Baba said with that, contentment. If I think about which one quality Baba has consistently spoken about in the Avyakt Muralis and also in the blessings, I know everything is important. Humility is important. Purity is important. Truth is important. Everything is important. But yet, which is the one quality that Baba has been emphasizing in the Avyakt Muralis and in the blessings? And I think it's contentment. And I really know for a fact that if there's gratitude for what Baba is giving me now and the fortune that I've had already from Baba, when there's nothing but gratitude, there's total contentment. And when I'm not appreciating whatever it is that Baba has given me, then there's going to be my eyes wandering to this one, that one, and the other one, and what they have, and why don't I have the same? Comparison, competition, and of course, finally, conflict. But with contentment, there's no comparison. Baba has given me more than I could ever, ever have anticipated in terms of jnana, in terms of love, in terms of power, whatever it is. Everything. Baba's given me just about everything and more than I could ever have imagined. You know, think back to your Gyan, pre-Gyan days. What did you have? And where are you today? And it applies to absolutely everyone. One of the multi-billions who were part of the human race and going through the mill, just running around on the treadmill. Generally speaking, that was life for most of us, whether you were young or whether you were middle-aged, whatever it was, but it was the sameness, the treadmill. And today, one of a million, one out of multi-millions, and the fortune of having all the wisdom and insights that God is giving me every single day, new doors and avenues opening for me to explore, just incredible. And then also the good fortune of the good karma that Baba's opened the door for all of us. Multiple things that we can do for Baba, multiple things that we're doing for humanity, and in the process creating our fortune. So gratitude is the step towards contentment. Just being able to acknowledge what I have received. And automatically when I'm appreciating what I've received, I'm going to be giving what I've received also. But more than that, that contentment that really so much has come. There was a very interesting sentence that came in the Murali, and it was in that same passage about instrument teachers. And Baba said, receive love and give regard. And I had to pause for a moment, because receive love. And then of course when you pause and reflect just for a moment, you realize that the giving regard is this way, but the receiving love is not this way. The receiving love is from God. And so when I'm receiving love from God and I'm content, then to give regard to others is no big deal. Why is it that I'm rough? Why is it that I'm rude? Why is it that I'm abrupt? You know, why do all these things happen when I know that these are not part of sanskars of being a deity? And if I don't develop the sanskars of being a deity today, then when? Not much time left. And so, what am I doing? And why am I behaving in the way that I am? And yes, we can say that it's childhood, it's deprivation, it's because this happened, because that happened. Or even today I can say because this was a situation, there was stress, there was pressure, all of this. But finally, what is my goal? Is it to become a deity? And the deity sanskar, Baba just spoke about the code of conduct, that's right, it was his expression. This code of conduct of Brahman life is to be able to give regard. And so can I take God's love and fill myself with God's love, and then maybe I can't give love to everybody. I'm not going to go around hugging everyone. It's not possible anymore. And Baba wouldn't even want it. So it's good. It's keeping us on track, making sure that all the systems that Baba wants are in place. But yes, I can give drishti to each one with regard. Again, Baba giving us a lovely long line of all the things that I can give as a present to others. I can give drishti, I can have good wishes, I can say a few sweet words, I can give a bit of time, I can give my attention. So all these in Sangam Yuga are the presents we can share with each other. But especially this one, the code of conduct of the Brahman clan is to be able to give regard. And I really can only give regard to others if I'm full. If I'm wanting something from them, there's going to be a problem. It's like with that halo, that state of purity in which I'm really light. Again, just reflect on it. If I'm needy, that causes me heaviness. I'm doing whatever it is I'm doing, but I'm still needy, and so I'm wanting whatever it is I get from here. Then, of course, there's going to be waste thoughts, because it's not always going to come. I want it, but it's not coming. And it's only when I've got to that stage of purity I don't need anything from anyone. Baba's giving me so much and more. And so let me be able to take Baba's love, experience that purity, experience that contentment, and then, yes, very, very simple, very easy to give regard to everyone and appreciate each and everyone. And so these two muralis, yesterday and today, are really the blueprint for what we have to do absolutely now. The new year is going to bring, for Baba's children, abundance, no question. But for the world out there, they don't realize it, but it's going to probably bring a lot more suffering. You know, in the days when I used to read the Sakar Murali and I'd read this expression, and this is like many years ago, it used to strike me. Baba used this expression, people are unhappy today, but they don't realize there's mountains of sorrow going to fall. And at that time I thought to myself, well, there's already a lot of ill health, there's already a lot of worries that people have, there's already breakdown in relationships, there's already stress for all sorts of reasons. And Baba's talking about mountains of sorrow. And I realized today that that's what it is. It is mountains of sorrow that are just ahead. And so, yes, for Baba's children, definitely, always that step closer to perfection, that step closer to transformation of the world and liberation for all, not just for ourselves, but liberation for everybody. Baba's concern is not just with a handful. Baba's concern is for everyone. And so, yes, that's going to happen for sure, liberation for all. But that moment of mountains of sorrow coming, I think probably 2021 is going to be part of that story of experiencing the mountains. But for Baba's children, that contentment, everything that Baba has given, and then being the bestowers. Can I give something, even a little bit, to everyone who I'm in contact with? To be able to give and give and give without counting, to be able to give and give without being divisive. A little bit here, but not there? No. To be able to give as God's instrument. So, powerful murali again today, but also yesterday's murali, definitely something to reflect on more and more deeply. Om Shanti.